Chapter 7, The Rescue Plan. Finally, the three friends stood in front of a small house. Marguerite knocked on the door, and a man opened it. The man was tall and very good-looking.
"I'm very happy to see you. I was worried about you, Marguerite."
Marguerite introduced everybody.
"Jean-Claude, this is Philippe, and this is Sonia. They're my new friends. Philippe, Sonia, this is my mum's friend, Jean-Claude."
"Nice to meet you," said Jean-Claude. "Please come inside and have something to eat. I'm sure you're hungry after that long walk."
They went into the kitchen. There wasn't a lot of furniture, but it was very clean and comfortable.
"I'm sorry, I haven't got any bread, but there's other food," said Jean-Claude. "Please sit down and eat." "You're not French, Sonia. Where are you from?" asked Jean-Claude.
"I'm from England. I'm on holiday in Paris with my parents,"
said Sonia.
"This isn't a good time to have a holiday in Paris," laughed Jean-Claude.
"Can we talk about my mother, please?"
asked Marguerite.
"How are you going to rescue her?"
"Don't worry, Marguerite. I love your mother and I'll rescue her," said Jean-Claude. "She'll be in court this afternoon. I'll go to the court and I'll hear the date and the time of her execution."
"I want to see my mother,"
said Marguerite.
"Can I come to the court too?"
"Yes, Marguerite, you can come to the court, but you have to be brave," said Jean-Claude. "Your mother is a prisoner, and the prison is very dirty. Perhaps your mother is ill, and she'll be tired and hungry. But don't worry. We'll rescue her. Remember this. Love makes everything possible."
"Okay, I'll be brave,"
said Marguerite. She smiled and repeated Jean-Claude's words.
"Love makes everything possible."
"Good girl," said Jean-Claude. "I'm going to go to the court now. I want to be there early. You're tired, so you can sleep now. Denise will bring you and your friends later."
"Who's Denise?"
asked Marguerite.
"Denise is my good friend. He is going to help me rescue your mother," said Jean-Claude.